Shalom, shalom, chevra, hope all is well. For those of you who are in the New York and New Jersey area, it's Hashem taking off tomorrow night. And I look forward to seeing you guys, look forward to catching up, to seeing how each of you are doing, and to be able to give me tremendous, tremendous amounts of chizuk. I don't consider myself to be a person who has wild stories that happen all the time to me. I do feel if you have a story that's pretty wild, you have to share it. You have to share it, especially when it's an inspiring story. And it's a story that it's so clear from the story that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs every element of the world. There's no, he's the best project manager you'll ever have. It's how he has everything fall into place. Last night, I was going to Marv. I try to get the minion a few minutes early. I like to be one of the first 10. Something I've talked about is something I take seriously, if I'm able to. And I get to Marv, and about 4 or 5 minutes before Marv, and my downstairs neighbor, a nice older gentleman, he learns a daf a week, and I see that he's on daf kuf chaf of Yevamos. And I'm like, oh, amazing. You'll make it see him on Tisha B'Av in the Beis HaMikdash. It'll be incredible. And he says, I'm not going to be here for Tisha B'Av. I'm actually flying out. I'm going to America. I'm like, oh, when are you going? He's like, oh, tomorrow, Monday night. I'm like, oh, I'm also going Monday night. Okay, you know, talk about that for a few minutes. And now it's like 20 seconds before Marv and no one's gone up for Baruch Hu. And I asked the guy, I'm like, oh, where did you get when are you getting your COVID test? So, you guys know from when you wanted to leave, you have to get a COVID test before you're able to leave. Like, what are you talking about? Do I have to do that? You have to do that? I'm like, yeah, you have to get a test. I can send you the information. And he said, would they not have let me fly if I hadn't done this? I'm like, yeah, they wouldn't have let you fly. You have to get the COVID test. And he had no idea. And I got it from my sister Haya, and he got the test a few hours ago. Hopefully everything's okay, and he's going to fly out tomorrow night as well. And so many things that happened in that story to really be able to help this guy. I could have just not talked to him. I could have not mentioned anything about Tisha B'Av and Asiyam, in which case we wouldn't have known he was leaving. Even with him leaving, I could have just not talked about the fact you would need to take a COVID test. Like, there were so many things that didn't need to be mentioned, and they all got mentioned, which led to that. And Hashem was a perfect architect for me being able to help this guy. And we see that in every aspect of our lives. The Kadosh Baruch Hu just runs every aspect. When we think about everything that goes on, it's so clear. On Friday, I had the schus to go to the Kotel with my family, to learn there with my son. And as you know, as you're entering the Kotel, several people who are asking for staka. And my son, who's always so eager to give staka, which, okay, you never think of that. What does he know? He's like, okay, it's a nice, cute thing to give staka. And he says, Abba, if we give staka, we're not going to have any money. Then we're going to need help. So how can we give stuck? And then you think about the fact that he's saying this and still wants to give. Like, he's saying, let me give and not know how I'm going to have my means of support to, you know, get my food and my toys and whatever it is that I need. And that's, again, it's everything that goes on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in position. He allows me to have a job. He allows me to go to work. He allows me to then be able to help out other people who unfortunately are in a worse position. And it's just everything in our lives. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's there. He's really doing everything. And there's times you just have to open your eyes. You really just have to look, and you're able to see that Hashem is doing everything. Every good, everything that's occurring in my life, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This past week's Parsha and Parsha's Pinchas, we have a strange pasuk. Probably, if I was to ask him, the most famous pasuk or formulation in the entire Torah is Vayidaber or Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Lemor. It's probably the most famous thing. Remember from third grade, Vayidaber Hashem Avram Lemor, and Hashem said to Avram, and he said, it's very, very common. But in this week's Parsha, we have the pasuk. By Yomer Moshe El Hashem Lemor. Moshe says to Hashem, So the scene of events that just took place is Moshe was just told, you ain't going into Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you thought you could do enough good deeds. You know, if you do, something very, very bad, and you know, Chas v'Shalom, you crash your parents' car or something, you know, along those lines. But then, you know, you go make your parents dinner, and you do this, you get the groceries, and you take care of your younger siblings, and all of a sudden, you think that your parents are going to forgive you. So maybe Moshe thought Hashem was going to forgive him and was going to allow him to go in and lead the Jews into Eretz Yisrael. And it becomes very clear. Hashem says, it ain't happening. You ain't the person to do it. And a lot of times we could have the following at that point. We can say to ourselves, okay, I'm not doing it. I'm not the person chosen to lead. Okay, let it be. Whatever will be with the Jews will be with the Jews. I'm not the person worthy. So I have no skin in the game anymore. And that's just what's going to be. Hashem doesn't want me to lead. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the ultimate leader, of the Jewish people, he says, no, no, no. Just because I'm not leading, I have to make sure that the Jewish people are going to have a good leader. They're going to have somebody who's worthy, who's going to take them into Eretz Yisrael and lead them to the promised land. And Moshe goes through all the characteristics that you need in a leader. And ultimately ends up being Yeshua, and then he does the proper smicha, and he appoints Yehoshua as the leader. And we see, moreover, that, you know, as you go through the story of Yehoshua, Yehoshua is an excellent leader, and then after Yehoshua, we don't really have great leaders. You have Shoftim, and we don't really have an ultimate leader, and the Jews fall into bad times. And we can say that perhaps Yehoshua did not take out that lesson from Hashem to the strongest point, because he didn't realize that I need to have a successor. I need to have somebody that's coming after me. And Moshe understood that. Moshe understood that I can be the greatest leader the people have ever had. And if you think about like how history and times are, with how the world has revolutionized today, it's not necessarily that Moshe would be the best leader for our people. Living in 2021, maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't, but we need to have the people that are the best leaders for us. And it's super, super important that whenever you're in a position that you're always passing the baton onto the next person. You're making sure that you're doing proper shimush, that you're teaching, that you're educating, that other people can do that. At the end of my tenure working at YU, I had the great privilege of one of the senior fundraisers at Yeshiva University. I worked with him. I assisted him for two of my last weeks at YU. And what I learned in those 2 weeks were unbelievable. A lot of it was very frustrating. It was very annoying. But he made me a better fundraiser. My attention for detail, which I'm able to have today, is totally because of him. And he understood that as somebody who's been doing it for 50, 60, 65 years, however long he'd been doing it for, that, yeah, you have to pass on. When you have talents, you have to pass it on. You can't just take it. You can't just take it with you. We have to create, as they say, the leaders of tomorrow. And whatever that's going to be, when I'm in a position of leadership, there needs to be somebody else who's going to be able to rise above and to be able to do that. And Moshe fully understood it. Like, I'm not going to be the one that's going to do it, but there's going to be a pinnacle in Jewish history. They're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's going to be a very, very important time. And I have to make sure that leader is going to be the ultimate leader that we can have, that the Jewish people can have. And that's not fumbling. That's not fumbling the ball at the 1 yard line. That's totally getting it, that I did great, but everything I did can so quickly have gone to waste. If Moshe had just decided, you know, I'm not going to pick a leader. And let's say we go straight to Shoftim. Maybe we never get into Eretz Yisrael. And everything that happens in the world and the history of the world might be very, very different. So it's possible that we can suggest that as important as it is to be a good leader and to be good in your field and whatever that is that you're doing, passing it on to the next person might be even of more importance. Otherwise, the place is just going to fail. The place is going to fail to stay on. If you look at so many shuls, they tried so hard to have the assistant rabbi ultimately take over, and the rabbi was the one
that was passing it on, because you're able to keep the Mesorah of that original rabbi. You don't have to try to reinvent the wheel. Like, you have things in place. Why are we trying to reinvent everything? But that's on the rabbi to help this. Not that he's going to be a clone of him, that he's going to give the, you know, drushas and do everything exactly the same way. But no, this person has his own skills. But I have to help this person hone his skills into being the best version that he is able to be. And it's an incredible amount of chizik that I take, and we can all take from Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's not okay. It's not okay that, you know, we'll figure out after who's going to be. No, we have to have things in place. One of the biggest challenges for many people who are organized during Corona is that you can't do anything. Even now, until my test came back on this, I wasn't planning anything for my trip because who knew what it was going to be. But even now, you hear of this happening, that happening. You know, until I'm at JFK in my rental car on the way to my parents and in-laws, I'm not going to believe that it's really happening. And a year and a half ago, that would have been the most foreign concept. A day before my flight, like, not knowing if it's going to happen or something's going to happen. Of course, you would never have thought of that. So it's one of the biggest challenges. It's just we're in such a state of unknown, and that really leaves us almost feeling paralyzed. That I can't do this. I can't do that, because we take the chizuk of Moshe that we always want to have the next in place. We want to have our life have Seder. That I want to, you know, besides I want to try to help other people, but I want to have my life have Seder, and it's very, very hard. But that's on the same level of my life having Seder and everybody else's life having Seder, is that we have to put the stepping pieces in for other people to be successful. And as each of you are starting college, the guys who are in yeshiva this past year, or the guys who just finished Shana Bet, and other guys who are a little older but are still in college, you're getting ready to establish your career, establish your place as being leaders. And if it's in a place in your where you are in college, that, you know, whatever position of leadership you have, don't make sure that when you leave, it's not that, okay, I did this, I did that, and now it's all going to falter. When I was in YU, I had this idea that, you know, they didn't really have, they had like a 6:30 minyan and then like a 7:45. They didn't really have any normal minyanim between that span. I started the 7:20 minyan that ended at around 8. And it went on for my last 2.5 years of college and my 3 years in Smicha. And then when I was working in YU, it was already 4 or 5 years later. And I was davening there, and it was still going on. And it had always been a gabbai. Had handed it on to the next gabbai. And even I had started, my friend Ruben Leibovitz said, you know, you should do a Dvar Halacha. And we started Dvar Halacha, and still 10 years later, I don't know if today is still going on, but they still had a Dvar Halacha that was going on. And to me, I took a lot of pride in that. And a lot of that was, when I left, I really did make sure that there were people in place to make sure that the minyan was going to keep the decorum and be able to be what it was. But it so easily could have been like, okay, it was convenient for me, it worked while I was here, and now I'm no longer here, and who cares? But no, there's going to be a future of individuals, and they need to also have this. The same way that you benefited from this, they're going to benefit from that, and so much good can come out of it. But it all comes down to, yeah, I'm person one, and you have to have person two, and person three, and person four, and it just keep it keeps being built. We never stop, and in all whatever it is that we're doing that's important to the world, make sure that it's going to endure after you're no longer in a position that you're able to do it. But and everything you're doing, teach the people, educate people, whatever it is. It could be from really ranging on any topic. If there's something, you know, let people know. Let the Mesorah go on. Whatever it is of that information that you know, to be able to share. When I was Shana Bet, there was this guy, I had a few roommates from St. Louis, and they had this guy from St. Louis who was sleeping on our couch. And one of them was telling me, ask this guy like any World Series, and he'll tell you everything about it. And I did. The guy, 1953 World Series, and he went into great detail on every detail of the World Series. And I was amazed. I was a big baseball fan. Not only that, oh, wow, that's pretty cool that you know that, but also to see like what our memories can do. Like, I was really able to take a lot of chizik from that, that our memories can really retain a lot of information. And you know, good, bad, and, like, that's also something. Like, that guy taught me something. Like, everything that, and it goes to the first story, like, with everything being from Hashem, like, you have to be, our eyes need to be open and to realize that everything's a learning thing. And we're all, by Yomer Moshe El Hashem Lemor, we're all saying, we're all being like, we're all going to be leaders. We're all appointing the next person in the train, whatever, whether it's leading, you know, a shul, the world, or, you know, teaching this, that, and the other thing, whatever it might be. But that idea of passing on the Mesorah, of making sure that there's going to be a next person so that we continue to be successful and that we don't fall into a trap. Everybody should have a wonderful, wonderful week.